Thanks for choosing customer support. My name is Adrian. How can I help you?
Adrian, how are you? I got my credit card to report, and your company charged me twice. And the second time is March 16.
Okay, so you said that you got charged on March the 16th?
Yeah, March 16th. Two times, $59.95. But merchandise, I already paid in February 27. I paid two merchandise. One is a phone, the other is a small watch, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's February 27. I already paid. Can you just see your computers?
Yes, sir. I'd be more than happy to go ahead and check on the charge.
Yeah.
Hey, what's your first and last name?
Last name, ZHU.
Thank you. And can you verify your shipping address?
Address 3835 Cedric Avenue, 13B, Bronx, New York, 10463.
Thank you. All right, so let me take a look here. Okay, so looking at your account, I do see where you do have the smartwatch and the mini pods, which the smartwatch does help. You could track your blood pressure, your heart rate monitoring, and use it as a smartwatch. So what it is you signed up for the trial period back on February the 27th, right, where you just paid the shipping and handling of $5.95 for each product. So you had to call us to cancel, to avoid the charges, or you was automatically going to be charged for those products, the $59.95, because what it is, the products was just free to give you a chance to try them before charging you for them. But now I see that you are charged. I can offer you 35% refund of your funds, and you can keep the product.
No. Sorry. I'm saying your company tried. No, your company charging me twice.
No, sir, we only charge you one time.
Second time is very high, $59.95. So two items total is $119.90.
Yes, sir, because what it is.
I only get the one-time merchandise.
No,
I paid for the just once. I didn't place twice. I only place order once.
Okay. Yes,
I only get the once, not the twice. But your company charging me twice. And the second time is a very high price, $59.95. So it's two times it. The total is $119.90.
Okay. I'm not sure you understood what I was just saying. Okay, what it is we did not charge you for the products back in February, okay? You just paid shipping and handling. $5.95. The product was of trial period where you tried it out, okay? So it was free just for 14 days. After 14 days, you got charged.
Your page didn't say only $14 trial use.
It did, sir. It's in the terms and conditions.
Your email didn't say it. It's just the free trial 14 days.
Yes, sir. It did. When you click on agree to the terms and conditions, a lot of customers don't read the terms and conditions. They just agree and keep going. Now, what I can do for you as a courtesy, I can offer you a 50% refund of your funds back, and you're able to keep the product.
You will give me a 50% refund?
Yes, and you're able to keep those products.
50%?
Yes.
That's a cheating. That's a cheating. I will not pay.
Yes, and I understand that because what it is, the charges are valid.
Give me the 100% refund. That's $190.
No, I can't.
I didn't see you. There's no such thing.
I can give you the website where the terms and conditions are at.
14 days. That's a totally cheating.
No, sir. It's on the it's on the website. Did you want the website link?
Where is
your
website?
All right.
I see your website.
Okay, so question now, is the product
unopened? Only I only pay the shipping fee, right?
Okay. Now, quick question.
There is no price saying 14-day try use.
It is, but okay. Yes, sir. Okay, so we can offer you the earbuds for free, and you keep the watch. And you just pay for the watch.
Your watch price is $5.95.
No, we will refund you for the earbuds $59.95, and you're able to keep the watch and the earbuds. You'll get the earbuds free, so we'll refund you $59.95, and you can keep the earbuds and the watch.
Hold on. Let me, I have to write down. Otherwise, I will forget. Okay, let me see. You will give me a credit back, totally $119.90, right?
Yes, we're going to credit you back $59.95, and then you're able to keep the watch.
$119.90, right?
No, sir, we're refunding. If you accept the free earbuds, you're getting your money back for the earbuds and just paying for the watch.
Oh, I only keep the earbud.
No, we're giving you the earbuds for free, and you're just paying for the watch. That way you have two for the price of one.
I have to pay the watch?
Yes. Well, we already charged you for the watch, so that's why we don't have to refund you for the earbuds. So it's like you're getting both of the items for one price.
So how much is the total credit that I will get back?
$59.95.
Yes, sir. But your company already charged me twice.
That's why we refunded you for the earbuds, because we're giving to you for free. And you're just paying for the watch.
The total credit you give me back is $59.95, right?
Yes, sir.
The total credit you give me back will be $59.95, right? That's the total credit. Total credit you will give me back, right?
Correct.
Charging me twice, right? First time is let me see the price.
We didn't charge you twice. You paid for shipping and handling.
I know, you still charging me. But
you had to pay for shipping and handling.
The merchants on Amazon.com, it's shipping free.
No, it was free for 14 days, sir.
No, I say if I buy the same merchant that somewhere else, shipping will be free. So I still pay about this $5.95. Because you charging me shipping fee, that's equal to the price of the product. So I'm not get to the low price. I pay almost the same merchandise price buying from your company. Your company is charging the shipping fee, very high shipping fee. Now, so the price is price of the merchandise is zero, right? Give me for free, but you're charging me the high shipping. So I pay almost the same price if I buy somewhere else, right? So now you say to me,
no,
keep one merchandise, right? But you only give me back $59.95. But how much I pay already? I pay twice. Huh? I pay how much?
We're giving you the earbuds for free, so that's why we're refunding you for the earbuds.
I only get the one merchandise, right? But how much you're charging me? One is $119.
Just $59.95.
And
we're only charging you $59.95.
You already charging me almost $12, right? Yeah, $5.95. That's a cheating. I didn't see your website. I never met such a kind of dealing, such a kind of way to charge it. Saying there is a very small letter, right?
No, it's not a small letter. It's right there next to the box that you click. That you agree to the terms and conditions.
Next box.
Okay,
there's
sir.
Such a box.
Okay, Mr. Zuso, I don't want to waste any more of your time.
I will not pay. I will
okay.
not pay.
The, all right, so what you can do, you can return the items.
Merchandise, that's totally cheating.
Okay, so what you can do, Mr. Zhu, you can return the items. There is a $9.95 restocking fee to return those items. You'll just return them at your discretion. Once we get the items back, then you'll get your return.
Who paid the shipping? If I turn back, who paid the shipping? If I put in the box,
you
got to
pay the shipping.
To your company, I have to pay the shipping fee.
Yeah, so you have to pay. When returning the items, there is a $9.95 restocking fee subtracted from the amount you are being refunded, and you have to send the products back at your discretion. Now, once we receive the products back, that's when you will receive your refund.
How much money will I get to the refund once you come to?
The total price for each of the products once you return it?
Yeah, if I will return both products. Yeah, because you only gave me back a little, $59.95.
That's how much the price was, $59.95. You're getting once you return the products and the warehouse receives them, they're going to refund you $59.95 for the watch, $59.95 for the Airbus once they receive them.
Oh, I will get the $59.95 and the $59.95, right?
Yes, once we receive the products back at the warehouse.
How about the first-time shipping fee you charging?
Those are valid. We cannot refund you for those because the products got shipped out to you.
Almost $12.
The shipping and handling is free because the products got shipped out to you. So what you're going to do is you're going to go to the you can use the post office, FedEx, or UPS. You're going to ship the products to us. Once the warehouse receives the products and they check and they are in good standing, no scratches, our products must not be broken. The same way you received them is the same way they have to be shipped back. Once the warehouse receives the products and they are in good standing, the warehouse will refund you your funds.
Well, the February shipping fee will not be credit.
No, the only thing that won't be credit will be the shipping and handling.
It's already gone. Will not be credit me. All right?
The shipping and handling, yes.
First time. I will lose $12.
Uh-huh.
And you say, if I shipping you back, this back shipping fee, your company will give me back?
No, the only amount you're getting back is the $59.95 for each of the products. That's it.
No shipping fee will be credited to me, right?
No, and you're getting
I had to pay the shipping.
Yep, and you got to pay $9.95 restocking fee.
I had to pay $9.95.
Yep. What are you going to do, sir?
I will not pay this. You have to give me.
So return the products back, and we can refund you. But if you don't return the products back, those items are yours, and we will continue with the charges.
You said the shipping fee for the two products, I put back. In a box, it will be $90.95 for two products?
No, the $9.95 is our restocking fee that we charge for the return that will come out of your refund. But whatever the post office or FedEx charge.
Again? I'm shipping the product back to your company. It is me.
Because you're not shipping it back. So if you're not going to ship it back, sir, then those $59.95 will continue to stand on your account. So you can either ship the products back and receive your full amount of refund, or you can keep the products and just those $59.95 charges stand.
I don't understand. I say, if I'm shipping those two products back to you, I will pay the fee to the UPS, right? I had to pay now.
No, whatever UPS or FedEx or regular mail charge for the return, that's what you'll have to pay. But the $9.95 restocking fee that we charge will come out of your refund once we receive the products.
Oh, that means your merchandise has a bag, right? On the surface of the bag, there is a UPS checking bar, right?
Once you return it, they will give you a tracking number.
Get back to the UPS. UPS will scan this bar, so I will not be charged, right? Is it?
Oh, if they charge you for returning,
then
is it your discretion?
UPS will still charging me. Then I will pay the money. I will pay the cash, right? And this money, who will give me back, or I still pay? You or your company will pay me back? Is it? You will give me back these credit?
Yes, once we receive the products.
Once your company got the products, you will give me back?
Once the company received the products, you will be refunded back minus $9.95.
Yeah. I didn't open this product yet.
That's fine. Just send them back and you'll get your refunds.
I didn't open it because I actually don't need it. I have an iPhone. Yeah, because I see your company's website saying only charges shipping fee. I see that the price is almost the product price. It's almost the equal price if I buy somewhere else. I usually buy stuff from Amazon. I almost never buy this stuff from a small company. Unknown company. Now your unknown company use this trick and do not let the people know. I don't see. And your email didn't see. Your email don't say anything,
right? But your account, once you send those products back, then you can get your refund.
I still hope you could give me back these credits. I don't need these products. I could have mail you back. And you over the phone, now you say you will give me back the shipping fee, right? Credit back. And
no, we're only crediting you back the $59.95 per product.
No, you say you only credit me back $59.95. Let me see. Is it
for each product?
For each part.
Mm-hmm.
Only credit me back 2 times $59.95, right?
Yes, once we receive the items.
And the February shipping fee will not be credit me back. No.
No,
these
correct.
Fees are gone.
Correct.
I'm not happy. Totally not happy.
Yes, sir, and I definitely do apologize for the inconvenience. But, yes, once you receive the product, then we will credit you your full amount.
I will go to the UPS, and I'm not sure if I could successfully send this product back to your company. I don't know. There is a UPS checking bar. I don't think I could reuse the checking bar. I only use it. Only your company's address, right? Your address is Denver, CO 80239. I only use this, your company's address. Fulfillment, warehouse, shipping, EE, right? 11551E, 45th Avenue, Unit PC. Is this your address?
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure. Even if I send to to your company.
Yes, sir. That's the return address, 11.
Then you will say, like, we didn't get to the products. Then what can I do? And there is an option, you say, just credit me back to $59.95, right?
Now, if you want to keep the products, yes, we will credit you back $59.95, and you're able to keep the watch and the earbuds.
$9.95?
$59.95, and you're able to keep the watch and the earbuds.
Oh, $59.95. This product is in the February price of $5.95. Why I'd keep one, I have to pay $59.95.
Because that's the total price for the product. Again, it was just to try to
give
you a chance.
Your company is cheating.
Okay. Are you going to keep?
Well, I know your policy now, but I will not pay. I will call my credit company. Don't pay.
It's already been charged.
It's already on dispute.
Okay,
that's
just let you know how the dispute
cheating
process works. Your bank
I
will
know
contact us.
Something you can do, but I'm not sure. I don't believe the product will be successfully sent to your
okay,
company.
Okay,
give me back. May not be. I'm not sure because your company is not doing the business properly.
Okay, I'll tell you what, sir. I'm going to go ahead and re-
My son already called me. I say I place these, place the product. My son said, why you place the order with these small companies? You can get place the order on the Amazon. They give you free shipping, almost the same price, maybe cheaper than yours. Price should be cheaper than your price. I'm very sorry. Still, thank you for your helping me. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, so I'll tell you what, sir. I'm going to go ahead and just refund you.
Thank you. I will see. I will.
Mr. Zhu, can you listen? I'm going to go ahead and refund you both of those charges, okay, and just keep the products.
Okay, you said only give me $59.95.
I'm refunding you $59.95 for the watch, $59.95 for the pods, and you just keep the products, okay? And your account is closed.
You say I keep the two, right?
Yes, and I've refunded.
One is watch.
Yes, and I've.
Earphone.
Yes, and I've went ahead and refunded you both of the charges back, okay?
But you still charging me $59.95. You should charge me $5.
Both of your refunds are coming back to you in 3 to 5 business days. You have a $59.95 for the pods and $59.95 for the watch. You're receiving both of those charges back to your bank account. You're able to keep the products.
Hold on. You say you will give me credit back is $119.95, right?
Yes.
The total credit.
Yes.
Give me back is $119,
mm-hmm.
$119.90, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, that's almost fair.
Okay, and just keep the products, okay?
I will keep the products.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And these temporary shipping is gone, right? I paid. That's it.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, you will give me back a credit, $119.90, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Bob. Thanks
thank
for choosing.
Just
you're
wish you today have a lucky day. Maybe we'll spend fortune coming to you.
You're welcome. Thanks for choosing customer support. You have a good one.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.